Two very wealthy men had bid against each other to be her Mizwage patron. One was Dr. Crabb. The other was a businessman named Fujikado. Ordinarily, men didn't compete this way in Gion. They all knew each other and preferred to reach agreements on things, but Fujikado lived on the other side of the country and came to Gion only occasionally. He didn't care if he offended Dr. Crabb, and Dr. Crabb, who claimed to have some aristocratic blood in him, hated self-made men like Fujikado, even though, in truth, he was a self-made man too, for the most part. When Mameha noticed at the sumo tournament that Nobu seemed taken with me, she thought at once of how much Nobu resembled Fujikado, self-made and, to a man like Dr. Crabb, repulsive. With Hatsumomo chasing me around like a housewife chasing a cockroach, I certainly wasn't going to become famous the way Mameha had and end up with an expensive Mizwage as a result. But if these two men found me appealing enough, they might start a bidding war, which could put me in the same position to repay my debts as if I'd been a popular apprentice all along. This was what Mameha had meant by catching Hatsumomo off balance. Hatsumomo was delighted that Nobu found me attractive. What she didn't realize was that my popularity with Nobu would very likely drive up the price of my Mizwage. Clearly, we had to reclaim Dr. Crabb's affections. Without him, Nobu could offer what he wanted for my Mizwage, that is, if he turned out to have any interest in it at all. I wasn't sure he would, but Mameha assured me that a man doesn't cultivate a relationship with a 15-year-old apprentice geisha unless he has her Mizwage in mind. "You can bet it isn't your conversation he's attracted to," she told me. I tried to pretend I didn't feel hurt by this.